The measure would shrink the state's bonding authority for land stewardship to $50 million a year by 2016. That's down from the $60 million a year the governor proposed and way down from the $86 million a year that was law before he took office. Republicans say the growing cost of paying off old debt drove their decision, as did the 1.5 million acres of stewardship land the state already owns. Sheboygan GOP Senator Joe Leibum.
We're getting to that point where a bigger and bigger percentage of our land is being untaxable because it's owned by the government, and we should have a greater influence and control of that.
GOP lawmakers would also require the state to sell off 10,000 stewardship acres by 2017. Cascade Republican Daniel Lemahieu's plan would also require the sale of 250 acres of farmland every year through 2020.
We'd like to have that farmland be back to the farm community and being productive farmland.
The plan passed with only Republican support. Assembly Democrat Corey Mason of Racine said it would gut stewardship.
It's a great program. Why we would want to take this step and effectively gut the program and start selling land that the public purchased through stewardship is a real mistake.
Republicans also approved the governor's plan to spend more money to develop existing stewardship property with additions like parking lots and electricity. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.